USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Israel and Hamas war now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath them to hide and hold hostages. Not happy with the presidential field? Well, you're not alone.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%, the economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. Reuters first reported the drone's downing. This marks the second interception by a U.S. Navy vessel in the area since October. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jesse R. Kershevsky, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Kershevsky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. She denied involvement, Kershevsky later claiming that Hernan wanted to die. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Sephora has become the latest company to act against shoplifters nationwide. The company announcing they'll be removing all perfumes and fragrances from their shelves. Instead, customers will only have sample bottles on display. And if they want to purchase something, they'll have to have an employee grab it from the back. Salman Rushdie was surprised with the first ever Lifetime Disturbing the Peace Award by the Vaclav Havel Center on Manhattan's Upper East Side. The award, kept secret until minutes before the presentation, was attended by over 100 people, with only a few informed in advance. Rushdie, recovering from a stabbing incident in August of 2022, accepted the honor at the center, founded in 2012, to promote the legacy of Czech playwright and dissident Vaclav Havel, known for his advocacy of human rights and free expression. The largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history took place in New York City. Federal authorities say they found fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury items valued at more than $1 billion in street value in a storage unit. Two men were charged with trafficking those goods between January and October of this year and could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.